1-0 start for the Pattonsburg Panthers. They have another conference game coming up this week. It was a home victory against St. Joe Christian a week ago. Road trip to Braemar to take on the Bobcats this week. We're joined by head coach Chase Roberts. Coach, how are you doing today?
Man, it's fun to talk when you win, and it's really fun to talk when you win big. So, you know, couldn't ask for a much better start than a halftime game at home and a conference win. And, you know, guys working hard all summer to get to that opening game and to get to come out and start fast and finish fast. Really exciting time to be part of Pattonsburg football.
Yeah, and especially to do it in front of your home fans. We talked about how much energy there was in the fan base to get to the field on Friday and to perform like that in front of them. Just has to be really exciting for your group.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and that's the first time to get to have that kind of a win in a conference game, and then again to get to do it at home and to be your season opener. And so hopefully just to continue to kind of pour the fuel on the fire there of knowing for our local folks to know that we got a special group of young men that have worked really hard and, you know, we think deserve to win more than we've ever won before just because they worked harder than they ever worked before. And got a lot of kids that have played a lot of football and, you know, a great senior class that, you know, really worked hard and then kids underneath them to really fill holes. And so, yeah, you know, again, as football grows in our community, that the excitement grows and just, again, learning when to cheer, learning when to stand up, learning when to stand, all that stuff is pretty new here. So just, you know, encourage people to, when we're on defense and it's third or fourth down, to cheer their heads off. And, you know, we make a big play, you get up and high five like we do too. So it's a lot of fun and a lot of fun to be a part of. It's just the growing culture of football. And then on top of that, to get to win football games, you know, really helps that to take off.
When you talk about specific areas where your team got better, Coach, you sometimes you can highlight one area, say we look more physical, we look faster, but often, and I'd imagine this is the case, it's a combination of things. If you're faster but you're blocking better, you're going to find holes, and once you find those holes, it's going to be tough to catch you. So was it really a combination of things that you noticed Friday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you just play a call of the team and say, hey, where we're better, I just think everywhere. You know, I think it all does start up front. You know, we haven't given up a sack in our first two. I don't count Jamboree's not a game, but between Jamboree and our first game, we don't give up a sack. Our quarterback really doesn't get touched unless he takes off running. So that obviously – you know, when you're trying to throw the football, when you have time, that's everything. And so, you know, our front line, Connor Island at center as a senior, and Blake Hewitt and Lane Hewitt as senior guards, you know, when you have three seniors that are playing football that have worked really hard to get where they're at, you know, you can't do much better than that. And then Case and Madison, some other guys mixing in there, I can't speak enough to that of just having time to throw the football. And so I think that's the biggest thing is when you win up front, then everything kind of falls into place. You know, then at wide receiver, we expect the guys to catch the ball, and they did a good job this last week. Our senior Trevor Ireland led up in receiving with just over 100 yards and, you know, threw the ball well, had almost 400 yards passing and, you know, half a football. That's pretty good. And had a bunch of guys catching the football, Patrick Talley, Cody Eaton, Cameron Jones, Brett Emming, all those guys catching significant amount of passes, Carter Crone throwing in there as well. You know, so across the board, offensively great. Defensively, again, you know, when you win up front, you win football games, and so a lot of those same guys on offense, plus throwing in Clark Adler and Casey Mathis and Gavin Garrett at the defensive line, when you went up there, you know, you win football games. And I think those guys kind of take away a lot of the tackles from our linebackers who are much improved too. But when your defensive line plays so much better and they don't get to the second level, obviously that's where you want to be as a football team. And so when you're knocking somebody back as opposed to getting knocked back, it's a lot easier for everybody, you know, from there beyond when you got defensive line going the other way and then you got linebackers being able to play downhill and then DBs, you know, make tackles close to the line of scrimmage, you know, you're winning more football games. And so that's where, again, I think it just all starts up front, but we're better everywhere, and I think that showed Friday night, and hope to continue that, you know, and just keep getting better as the season progresses.
There's a group that's not there anymore, and that's the guys who graduated last spring and who were seniors last year. How important was that group, Coach? Maybe didn't have the success that they wanted, but they were building the program. How important was that group for the backbone that you have this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, I know those guys and want to treat them still like family, and Peyton Jones and Cole Dilley and Justin Booth and Ryan Thompson. That's three guys from Pattonsburg, and then one from North Harrison and Ryan. And, you know, I think that those guys, you know, I just give so much credit to them, and not just them, but all the kids. I just hate it for them because they had to leave before, you know, it really got where we think we are now, where it's really, we got a chance to really, really be competitive. And we were last year too, but to really have a chance to make a run and do some things that we wanted to do last year, But, you know, those guys going through, I guess they played in every, yeah, this is the fifth year that the schools had football, so they were there for 4 years, aside from the one North Harrison young man, were there for 4 years and, you know, had some rough years to get to come, and their senior year get to have some success and win a district game. You know, those things are great, but I think that the bigger thing there than just winning football games is just the culture changing and the culture shifting and working harder and really wanting to come to practice and get after it. And not just working hard. I think the kids had worked hard before, but just having a different mentality and an excitement to play football. And, you know, all that comes with the growing pains of a new program. And so them fighting through that, having lean years to get to have one great year, obviously is huge. I think the bigger thing is just the culture being set and the expectations being set for, you know, what needs to happen and what we need to see to be a great football team year in and year out, you know, whether talent is down or up and all that comes with that. So I think that, you know, that's the biggest thing they did for us. And then that carrying over to this year of still having to grow up. You know, we got to lift more weights, and sometimes our kids don't like that, but great football teams and championship football teams are weightlifters, and they lift in and out of season. And so things like that, still even more, we're still growing. You know, those guys coming in and working hard, even when, you know, last summer you don't know how good you're going to be and you're coming up a 2-win year to come on and commit yourself in the summer and then go ahead and get you, you know, a bigger win total, win a district game. And then it just gets easier and easier to get kids to see, hey, it's worth it. And so those guys are kind of the trailblazers in that way of seeing it's worth it to work hard, and you get rewarded for your hard work, and you get to win football games and have fun on Friday night.
Obviously a member of the Grand River Conference, and the thing that really kind of, you know, I look at it and say, when you're kind of still a new member, you really get ingrained in that conference when you start having success and you start to see after you win on Friday night, hey, what did Stanbury do? What did North Andrew do? What did Albany do? You start looking at what your opponents do. That really makes that conference race fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, it's fun to play conference games. I mean, you know, we need our non-conference games. You know, those are good, too, to kind of see where you match up around the state and sometimes even out of state. But yeah, you know, you know, comparing scores is a dangerous game to play because you just, you know, you don't know what happened, you know, what it was or was hurt or whatever it might be, who was ineligible. But yeah, you know, you're looking at your district and you're wanting to see where you're going to match up there and trying to figure out, you know, how it's going to shake out. And then you've got your conference games and, you know, again, we've said this before, but you compete in the GRC and you expect to be competing in postseason. And so that's obviously the first litmus test for us is how do we stack up in the GRC. And so to get a win is awesome. But then you look around the conference and you know that there's some really good teams that are coming down the pipe. And you got to get ready to go and keep playing to get better and better, to know that there's some tough games. And that's, you know, it's almost every week in the GRC that they're coming, and you got to bring your A game, or they'll throttle you.
So you go down to Braemar this week, Coach, and I've seen some, and this goes back to some of their 11-man teams. I've seen some Braemar teams that, you know, aren't necessarily the deepest team in the world, but they come into it with athletes, and I know they've been in a little bit of a down spell here for a couple of years. They ran into Stanbury last week, and it didn't go really well, but they're in a long list of teams over the last 5 years that have run into Stanbury and didn't have a real fun Friday night.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt, and I think that, you know, I think Coach Railsback does some good stuff and does some things offensively that make me want to pull my hair out with different alignments and things, and so I think that he's got good stuff going on over there, and I'll go back to even 2 years ago. We had a dogfight here in the rain at Pattonsburg, and then last year, you know, they were one of the toughest offenses we had to stop, just some big kids, big strong kids, tough-nosed kids. That we couldn't push, and they did a really good job. And so, you know, some of those same kids back this year for them and some tough-minded kids. And, I think an offensive scheme that, you know, is he does a good job with, Coach does over there, and to do a good job and get lined up and play hard. So, you know, got to bring your A game. And, again, it's been a good game for us the last couple of years, and so don't expect anything different this week. You got to go and you got to prepare like it's the Super Bowl. And go and play well on Friday night on the road. And again, it's a GRC game, so you know, nothing taken for granted there. You got to go and play football and be ready to go, because they, you know, they are down, like you said, but they got some tough kids over there that, again, have the last few years really brought the hat and don't lay down. So expect a good game and hope to see some Pattonsburg folks in Gilman City and North Harrison guys coming over and watching and wearing the green and white, and hope we get another win.
Yeah, it should be an exciting one. Pattonsburg at Bremer. You kind of mentioned the angle I was going to finish the interview this week off with, Coach. You've proven that you can win a conference game, look very good in doing it at home. Haven't proven anything on the road yet, so you got to prove you can get on the bus and play well this week.
Yeah, and there's a different dynamic to that. You know, it's a different locker room, different place than you get dressed in every day, different marker board, different field, all those things. And you know, you don't want those things to affect you too much. But there is a reality that it's not your home field, and all those things do change. And you know, even for us, especially, it's not quite like shooting a basketball, but we're throwing the football, and it's a different a different grade as far as coming off the top of the crown in the middle of the field. So all those things, they factor in, and so you have to be ready to take that on and be mentally tough enough and prepared enough to go and play, no matter the condition and no matter the field. They're all supposed to be, 80 yards from goal line to goal line and 40 yards wide, and the hashes are supposed to be pretty close to the same, and so you got to go and do it no matter what the green grass is and the white paint is underneath your feet. And that's maturity, is going to go and do that on the road. Do it where you're not used to playing and being finding comfort within your team and going and doing it on the road against a conference foe.
Bremer hosting Pattonsburg. Coach Chase Roberts, thanks for joining us for the weekly Coaches Show, and good luck on Friday night.
Hey, thank you, sir. Go Panthers.